We've opened the lines to tradies, people who work with a trade who might be feeling ignored at the moment, because I know it's really difficult. And we've even tried overnight to find some answers. But it seems like there's so many industries that are locked down or have all these restrictions in place. But trades don't seem to have been mentioned yet. We've got Lee in Pakenham. Hey, Lee.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good, Lee. Now, you're a carpenter. What's your situation at the moment?
Just going about work, business as usual, really, at the moment, which is a bit nerve-wracking.
I bet, Lee. What are your fears at the moment? And
not for myself in such, but more for maybe catching it at work and taking it home to the kids. So looking at pulling the kids out of daycare just as a precautionary, but then pulling them out of daycare doesn't necessarily mean I won't get it, because if they get it, they'll be getting it from me from work. That's what'll happen.
How does Smoko on that go, mate, with having lunch and Smoko around all the guys? Do you separate or?
We don't go near the site sheds. We just go outside, sit in the car, or, you know, just be away from it all, really. Like, you can be away from it as much as you can, but in the end, like, yes, I was working in a room with six or seven blokes, so you can't really get away from it.
Wow.
Thanks,
Lee. That's a problem, isn't it?
Interesting feedback from a carpenter, yeah.
And what do? If you don't work, they don't get paid, but if they don't stand there, the boys are going to bag them and say, mate, that's weird, isn't it? God.
We've got Cam in Narre Warren. Hi, Cam.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, Cam. Good. What's your situation? What would you like to say?
I'm a small business, and we haven't been really told anything. We've been left in the dark, and I've got a crew of four of us, so they're all young boys that I've employed and stuff like that. But we're all a bit sort of left sort of with our hands in the air, sort of wondering what's going on. And when, you know, we're also all worried about if one of us catch it, then we're sort of up shit creek.
It's interesting you say that, Ken, that you're a small business, because, you know, we spoke to Matt before, who worked for a big company that had all these procedures in place and hand sanitizer and cleaners in there, wiping down toilets, etc. But for small businesses, and like yours, you're running a few guys, you don't have all these resources, and you might not necessarily have all that information. So
no, exactly.
I really feel for you.
Yeah, and then sort of, have to tell them sort of to prepare for the worst. And
what's your small business?
Sorry?
What do you do for a job?
I'm a chippy carpenter.
So we're
doing a bit of work in the city and renos and stuff, but it's like a ghost town, but we're the only guys working sort of around that area.
And you might, as you said, not know the right protocols to put in place. I mean, this is not your bag, Cam. You know, if you're doing things incorrectly, no one's telling you.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I heard from a mate that, like, who's a builder, and he said we make up 10% of the GDP, whatever that is. And he said that, and I was like, oh, okay, whatever. I went home and looked it up and all this, and so he reckons, I don't know, we won't get shut down. But
your work is vitally important, is what the 10% of GDP would tell you. And Fief, we had the call a couple of mornings ago from a plumber who was saying business had never been busier because people were using all sorts of things other than toilet paper. They were flushing baby wipes down the toilet, and they're getting lots of jobs from people flushing the wrong things down their toilet. Never been busier.
I'll tell you one. I'll tell you one thing, guys. I got no idea how to do a trade, but geez, I'd be good on the site. I mix with these guys. We speak the same language.
Fief's going to become a tradie.
They don't understand, but I wouldn't be able to build anything. God, I'd be fun on the froth. So
thanks for your call, Cam. We'll take another one here, Fief.
Michael in Clyde. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Michael. What's your situation at the moment? How are you feeling?
I'm a bit annoyed at it, to be honest. I'm an electrician, domestic electrician, and me and my apprentice, we go into everyone's houses daily and have to touch things. But that's not what I'm annoyed about. So I ran the coronavirus hotline for my brother-in-law, who's a builder. He's on union sites. And they actually told me that there's an exemption for hospitality and building and construction, and that social distancing doesn't have to apply to building and construction.
Wow.
What?
What?
Which is an absolute contradiction and a joke, because this is why society doesn't socially distance, because we're exempt from doing it in the workforce.
Right. I mean, Michael, everything you've said, how frustrating is that? That's the miscommunication that's coming from the top, which is do not leave the house. People could die if you leave the house. Oh, but if you've got an essential service and you have to work and you have to stand next to the person you're working with, do that. And no.
The thing is they cut all the jobs and then everyone's an essential service. Unfortunately, our Prime Minister is a peanut.
Well, that's Michael's come straight out and said that. We do need information from the Premier and the Prime Minister. This is now the big issue that they've left. The Prime Minister was getting into detail about how long a haircut should go for yesterday, Fifi.
I mean, the whole hair, and the funniest thing about the hair salon industry is they've all laughed and gone, you know what? We're closing.
Thanks for all your calls.
Anyway.
Thanks, guys.